This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some residents of Colorado's eastern plains are digging out of heavy snow. Some spots saw close to a foot of snow pile up over the past couple of days. Colorado State Patrol Trooper Josh Lewis says roads on the plains will stay hazardous today.
That's why we ask folks to have a little bit of patience and understand that the best course of action may be to just stay put for a little while.
Along the Front Range, it's cloudy and breezy. It should be sunnier tomorrow. The weather is turning toward winter, and many XL Energy customers are seeing sharp increases in their energy bills. CPR's Miguel Otárola.
XL says the jump is because the price of natural gas is way up this year. Cindy Schoenhout, the director of the Colorado Office of the Utility Consumer Advocate, says that's only half the story.
With XL, it's always something, meaning that they're always seeking to increase consumers' bills.
She says that includes higher rates for natural gas service to pay for system upgrades and a new fee to pay for energy needed during a storm last year. That's not all. XL is already asking regulators for at least two additional increases in 2023. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council has approved a budget of more than $420 million for next year. The plan includes money for 15 new police officers and more than 30 additional firefighters. At a meeting Tuesday, some residents spoke against increasing police funding, citing recent reports of alleged racial violence and excessive force. The budget includes $200,000 for the fire department's homeless outreach program. Grand Junction has named three finalists in its search for a new police chief. Matt Smith is the current interim chief of police. The two other finalists are former chiefs from similar-sized communities. Andy Harvey was the chief in Far Texas on the U.S.-Mexico border. And Jim Hughes was the police chief in Maricopa, Arizona, a city south of Phoenix. Grand Junction's former police chief left the post earlier this year. Grand Junction and Metro Denver have highs today in the 30s and staying cloudy through the day. This is CPR News.